Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton, and we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. How long does it take to change a pattern? That's a question that we got from another listener some time ago, but we're finally getting around to answer it. So thank you for your questions. And this one is something that's near and dear to my heart as a coach, because there is this myth that it's just 21 days to change a pattern. It's a common myth, and we'll share the reason why, which we did some research and discovering that, which is pretty interesting. It has to deal with the game of telephone, but it's not true to some degree. And there are nuances nuances can describe it, but it's definitely more of like, it depends.
Yeah.
That's the correct word for it. So let's get into it.
All right. So let's just start with where this myth came from in the first place. And so, I mean, people who are in the personal development world, like me and Kevin are, you might've heard of the Dr. Maxwell Maltz. He was the writer of the book Psycho Cybernetics, I believe, and then The Magic Power of Self-Image Psychology. Mm-hmm. So two really great books.
They're amazing.
And so he was a plastic surgeon. And so he would perform plastic surgeries and change people's faces around. And the reason he wrote the book was because he noticed that sometimes people would have their facial features that they were self-conscious about fixed, but it wouldn't actually change the way that they felt about themselves. And so that led him to his research on self-image and all that stuff. But to get back to the point, he would notice that it would take about 21 days for patients to get used to their new face, a minimum of 21 days. And similarly, he would notice that for people who had phantom limbs, so basically like if they lost an arm or they lost a leg, it would take them and their brain around 21 days to notice that the leg was actually gone and the phantom limb to kind of disappear. And so like fast forwarding, a lot of the new age, like personal development speakers and writers like Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins, they quoted him and took that 21 day number and made it into like a hard, fast number and said 21 days is how long it takes to change a habit. And so that's where the 21 days thing comes from. And Kevin had mentioned before, it was like a game of telephone because someone heard it from Maxwell Maltz and then someone said, oh, it's around 18 to 21. And then someone said, no, it's 21. And so 21 just kind of became the number. Mm-hmm. And so that's what a lot of us hear.
Yeah. And it's also because, like, as I mentioned, it depends. Some things like might take only 21 days to change. Like one of the examples they gave in one of the articles we were looking up is that participants in a study worked on changing a habit, like a simple habit, like drinking a glass of water when you first wake up. It's really not that hard and it's fairly simple. So 21 days is probably like, it's good. Like that'll be your new way of living. It's just that new glass of water every morning. So it's fairly simple. So maybe 21 days works. But when it comes to a more ingrained habit in your life that you want to change, like say your reaction to say a parent who is not really as attuned or emotionally regulated as you are trying to be or working to be, then like it might take a lot longer to change in your response to that person and that behavior than it would be just to drink a glass of water. Yeah. You know, like it's just a bit more challenging is the example. So like maybe that would take a bit more. And there is some research that shares and gives some good insight into like what it would take to change a habit, like those more deeply rooted kind of patterns we want to change.
So the research that Kev I think you're talking about is this paper that was published in the European Journal of Social Psychology. And basically what they did was they took 97 people over a 12-week period and they had the person choose one new habit and then they followed them along those 12 weeks and see how well they were at implementing that new habit. And what the research found was that on average, it takes more than 2 months before a new behavior actually becomes automatic. So the number that the study came out with was 66 days, but they emphasized that the range was 18 days to 254 days. So like, depending on the person in the study, depending on what was going on in their life, depending on what the habit was that they chose, there was a very wide range of how long it actually took for their body and their brain to make it automatic.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of like conclusions from this study. And one of them was like, don't let that 21 day number dishearten you. Like, especially if you're looking to change a huge pattern in your life, or like Kev, you were saying, like change your response to like a parent in that way, it might take longer than 21 days. So don't be discouraged if you're at day 20 or 22 or 23 and you're like, I'm still struggling with this.
Yeah.
Like it on average, it takes more than 2 months. But for some people it takes longer, and 254 days, that's like 10 months.
Yeah.
8 months.
Or 8 months, like 9 months,
yeah,
whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing that that they found in the study was that the researchers found that missing one opportunity to perform the behavior did not materially affect the habit formation process. Now, I feel like this is a big one, because if you're going to say, oh, I'm going to work out every single day, if you miss a day, it's not going to derail your habit forming process. And I like to think of this as, instead of trying to say something like, oh, I'm going to work out 7 times a week, or I'm going to not eat out like every single day, like try to make more like lifestyle changes, like become a person who lives a healthy lifestyle and works out like 3 to 4 times a week. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, not be so hard on yourself and so strict with the pattern, but be like, oh, I'm going to work out more. I'm going to do 4 days a week. Like, don't like overburden yourself and say, I'm going to work out every single day for the next like 40 days. Because what the research is showing is that you don't have to do it every single day. Like, if you miss a day or two, it's not going to derail you. Like, it's more about the consistency versus like the like religious zeal of like doing it over and over and over again.
Exactly. It reminds me of just something I tell myself and I help my clients with all the time, is take a longer view of what you're working on doing. Especially, I think I love the term that you use, Chris, is like a lifestyle change. It's like, yes, you're working on changing a habit, and maybe you're viewing this more in the short term because you're inspired or wanting to change this, or maybe you're feeling hurt or pained by what you are up until now not doing consistently. And so there's that more immediate look for the gratification. It's like, oh, this needs to change now. And then if I don't do this every single day, then it's like we get down on ourselves. But that's just a recipe for failure.
Yeah.
But if you think about your life, like recently, recently, because just like the last year or so, I've been really taking this on, is I don't take my life one day at a time anymore, which kind of seems counterintuitive. It's like, well, the one day at a time kind of thing actually does help to some degree, but I take my life 1 month at a time now, because there might be a day or 2 days or even a string of days that like I'm off track. But just because I'm off track in that amount of time doesn't mean that I can't get back on track.
Yeah.
But if we take our life one day at a time, or even a week, and if we're like quote unquote off track, and we're then we normally would beat ourselves up or get critical of ourselves, or just say like, oh, this doesn't work, or I'm not good enough, I can't see like this, here I go again, you know, all of that mental chatter, that ultimately all it's doing is dissuading us from getting back on track, which is, as you said, that's like what the study had showed, that as long as you get back on track, it doesn't have to be every single time.
Yeah.
Then it's, you're good. Like, you got this.
And anyone who's interested in like stocks or like the stock market, like go to a chart and Google like the S&P 500 and look at the S&P 500 stock chart, like over the last like 50 or 70 years, it's like steadily up. And like, you can't even see. So like, for example, like last year when the stock market crashed and it crashed like 50%, you can barely even see that dip over the long term. Because the consistency of it going up, up and up, even though it might've missed a couple of days or like a couple of years were down or a couple of months were like really bad, it's like the consistency over time is what really matters. And that's actually what the research is saying as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That actually reminds me of like a habit that I formed over years now, is personally, I'm a very consistent meditator. I meditate almost every day. And if I don't meditate in a day, I can sense the difference. Like, I'm not tuned in to my own connection with that practice. But it's been 9 years that I've been practicing that. And when I first started out meditating, first off, I didn't really know what I was doing. But I used a guided meditation to support me in staying consistent. And my quote unquote consistency was once a week.
Yeah.
That's how I started out, once a week for 10 minutes. And that was back in 2013. But now as I built up over time, it's more consistent. So I meditate now sometimes 20 to 30 minutes every day. And maybe there's maybe three or four, you know, a day or two here every week, like maybe on the weekends in particular. But like during the week, I'm fairly consistent. And if I don't meditate in a day, I don't beat myself up for it anymore. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, it's okay. I'm going to get back on track.
Yeah. Dude, did we do an episode like specifically talking about this recently? Cause I feel like we did about that consistency factor where you don't have to do something every single day, but it's like more of the long-term trajectory of like how you're trending.
Yeah.
I forgot which one it was, but we dove deep into this idea. Because I remember, because I brought up the stock market analogy as well. And we were talking about how like you don't have to be perfect, but it's more of like the trend of how you're going. So for example, for you, doing it once a week, like that was manageable for you.
Yep. And
so
at the time,
you build a consistent practice doing it once a week. And mm-hmm. then you felt the benefits. And so you started doing it more. And now because you're an experienced meditator and it's like, if you miss a day, you don't miss out on the benefit.
Exactly.
Because the next day you do it, or if you miss 2 days, like you jump right back into form. It's almost like muscle memory when it comes to the gym. Like if you go to the gym and you build up muscles, it'll like, if you don't go to the gym for like 3 or 4 weeks, your muscles might start to deteriorate a little bit. But then the minute you go back, your muscles will be like, oh, I remember this. And you'll gain that function back a lot quicker because you built up that muscle memory within your nervous system. Yeah. So it's like, it's very similar to that when it comes to habits and patterns.
Well, I just looked it up really quick because I was curious, like, yeah, like this does sound familiar. It was actually quite some time ago already. time flies, right? Because this was back in, it was in March that we talked about these things. So we had a couple episodes. One was on focusing on progress over perfection, episode 75. And then it was episode 77 when we talked about developing your relationship with yourself, specifically on discipline as the highest form of self-love.
Okay. That might've been it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like those two episodes, and that was back in March. So like, but it's so important. Like it's the foundation of real like transformation is that it does take time, but it's the consistency and you don't have to be perfect at it, which is like this beautiful nuance that is missed so often, especially in the personal development space. Cause it's like, yes, like do it, just be consistent. Like you got this every day. Like, it's like, bro, like we're humans.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Relax. Like we're good. Like it doesn't have to be perfect.
But I think it's also about like taking it at your own, like tuning in with yourself and taking it at your own pace. Cause some people are like that, like army drill sergeant type people where they're like, I need to do this every day at 5:30 AM or I won't do it. But then there's other people who are more like flowy and they want it, like, you know what, but it's not bad or good. And I think that's why we wanted to bring up the study, is that there's a very wide range of what it takes to actually change a habit. And there's a lot of variables and a lot of things that go into it. So don't be so pressured to be like, oh, if I didn't change in 21 days, it's not going to do it for me. Like it could take you longer. It could take you 12 months. Like, but as long as you're consistent with it and you want it, like, and you practice it with some level of consistency, you'll eventually get there no matter how long it takes. And you can do it at your own pace that feels good.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is really powerful. And also to me, like when I first learned this some years ago, it gave me a sense of relief.
Yeah.
That like, it's okay. Like I don't have to be perfect. And what is more commonly known as I was sharing is like in personal development, and what you're sharing that some people it works is the being that so like disciplined and consistent that it's like, no matter what happens, it's like, I'm waking up at 5:30, I'm doing this, like, great. Like we're not advocating against that, but we're advocating for knowing yourself.
Yeah.
So
100%.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's it. That's all I have to share specifically with this. Even if you just a quick note, if you Google like how long does it take to change a habit or the 21 day thing, you'll find some of the articles we've been referencing. And it's really, really helpful to then see that more of for yourself, but no need. Obviously we covered most of it for this, but yeah.
Awesome.
All I got.
Yeah, same. Well, so we'll see you guys on another episode.
Yes. Peace. That's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. We really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it.
So any questions, any comments, connect with us on Instagram personally at Kevin F. Carton or at Chris J. Carton or our podcast or Instagram page at Science and Spirituality Podcast. And if you feel guided to, the one thing that we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and also leave a review. This way we can reach more people and in that way impact more lives. So with that, we'll see you on the next episode.